Hey Steepies, Crystal with a K here, and I know we've been on a little bit of an ephemera kick lately, but we've got some new menu items at Bumbershoots, the theme restaurant honoring galactic heroes Taco, Magnus Braveaxe, Merle the Pious, and Gert the Talking Direwolf. We're talking onion petals to the metal, Hurley fries, Jeff Angel food cake, Paloma's pavlova, Void fish and chips, and even beef Roswellington. All we want now is the option for berry blue cheese crumbles to be added to any entree. Luckily, we here at Steepy Watch never know when to stop.
Find it in the pyre. I'm certain of it. It was a pepperoni and green pepper. Search the pyre. I hunger.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase. An adventure.
I have thought of nothing else. Luckily, we've recorded two episodes this week, so that the span of time where it occupied my every waking and sleeping thought was lessened. But I have thought of nothing else but the end of the last episode since we last recorded. So I'm quite excited.
Well, that's gripping. Hold on one second. I need to grab one thing I forgot. One sec. I gotta grab my guitar.
Oh boy, that's ominous. You know, when Justin says that, it's not like a comfort thing. It's not like, yeah, whenever I record, I like to just be able to see my guitar and it keeps me calm. No.
Well, at least it's not the saxophone.
You know that that never leaves his side, Dad. He's got a holster for it.
He's got a special.
Yeah. He's grafted it on to himself.
While we have a pause, I got to tell you, this new Rosalia flavor of Coca-Cola Zero.
Rosalia?
I just heard it.
Now, that could have been the saxophone or the sound of our universe imploding.
Or a chair speaking.
I think the whole I'm going to get my guitar was a ruse so he could whip out the saxophone.
Anyway, this doesn't matter. Okay. So, do you guys want a table or what?
Yes, if you have one available.
A round table. A round table for us knights, verily.
That's not really part of the Bumbershoot aesthetic.
Yeah, just regular tables. Okay, yeah, over there it works.
And you start walking through. There's pictures throughout of characters that you don't really recognize. They're not ones that are extremely familiar to you. Montrose, you might have picked up some of it through your previous journeys, but it doesn't seem to be. It seems like a restaurant that was heavily themed maybe some time ago, but now is much less so.
Do you want me to walk you through specials, or do you want to do the selfie thing? Or
sorry, what? The selfie thing?
Yeah, over there, and you see like a cardboard cutout with a place for you to put your face.
You can, over there, verily, you can have your picture taken with the original horny squad. There's me, there's Magnus Braveaxe, Merle the Pious, and Girth the Talking Direwolf. All the original guys, and you can just put your head in there and do a picture.
They were called the horny squad? That's
terrible. Horny squad. The horny squad.
Wow, that's awful.
Yeah, it's, you know, everybody learned about these guys a while back. Haven't heard much since then. But, you know, we try to keep the legend alive here at Bumbershoot. So they're incredible, you know, adventures.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yes, let's not leave any more photographic evidence of our being here than is absolutely required. I'm sorry, this menu is a alien object to me. Where is the... There's so many things. Where's the Phoenix Fire Buffalo wings?
Oh, yeah, those were too spicy and they were outlawed. Here's what we got. Let me hit you guys. Here's my personal recos, if I can be so bold. We got the Root Beer Levitation Potion. That's big. We're advertising that a lot right now. We have Ground Dragon Sliders. We have a Beyond the Beyond Burger, which is half fake meat and half real meat.
Could I just get a Shirley Temporal Chalice?
Do you want the collector's cup, or do you just want it like a regular to go?
How much more is it?
An amount of money that would make sense contextually.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, if you're sure.
Do you have Angus Burnsider? Do you have Magnus Burnsider on tap?
No. You mean Magnus Braveax?
I think he was making a cider reference.
We have ciders. We also just...
I'd rather, I'll have the Merle Highball.
Yeah, no problem. You got it.
Can I have the Black Angus McDonald Burger with my Shirley Temporal Chalice?
No problem. We also got some freshetta breadsticks. Delicious.
Now, this is confusing because on the menu, you also have an item called the Angus Beef Burger.
Right.
Now, is one of these...
One has black and spices on the outside. Delicious. But there's jalapeno fireballs.
Jalapeno fireballs.
I would like the Gaia sashimi.
Excellent. Nice. Excellent choice. Yeah, I can tell you got a refined palate. Anybody else have any orders?
I'm sure I could think of a few if you give me a minute or two.
That's probably why he didn't give us a minute or two.
Yeah, well, you've had a few days. I figured these are the results of your labors.
Could I have a side of Garfield the rice pilaf, please?
Yeah, no problem. Wait, he says we're out.
Who does?
Who says we're
God
out?
God and his friends. No, the chef, man. The chef.
Okay.
Well, then I suppose we'll just have the cornucopia of different Angus beef burger options you have.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, wait. Oh, the entertainment's starting. Let me go work on that and you guys take a listen. And you see up on the stage, a guy stands up and he's dressed in like a kind of medieval garb, but he's got a bunch of instruments strapped to him.
Hey, everybody. I'm Johan, the music man, the one-man band, and I'm going to be cranking out the tunes for you for the next few minutes, and I'd love to get started for you.
Oh, God, we got to go.
No, it's okay. Just listen. It's a bit.
I'm so proud. That's the whole song. Is that...
Wait, let me try again. I gotta get it clean. It didn't come through clean.
Thanks, everybody. I'm gonna take a break. I threw something out, but... You know, don't forget to tip. I really appreciate it.
That was inspiring.
Sorry, normally it goes longer. Okay, I got your food.
That was fast.
That was really fast.
Just the appetizers. And here's your drinks. In every drink, there's a little umbrella.
Aww. Isn't that cute? Don't you wish this place is real? Let's open this. This is basically a pitch deck for the themed restaurant.
Let's follow the success of your Planet Hollywoods.
Your Mars 2112.
Yeah. Is Rainforest Cafe doing all right?
Just then, the front door blasts open. Not literally with magic, just like with a big push. And you see a large, what appears to be a large green ogre coming through, and he's got a bulbous nose and two sort of green trumpet-shaped things coming out of his head.
Hey, what are they? It's me, Shroog.
Shroog? I haven't seen you since high school.
You don't know Shroog.
I know. I was trying.
Why do you fucking lie, man?
I was trying so hard to build some connection here to justify Shroog's existence.
I've been looking for the three of you all throughout. Fancy meeting you here. It's me, Shroog.
You were looking for us?
Yeah, my manager said that you guys were VIPs and I was supposed to give you the grand tour. But I've had a really busy day kissing people.
What?
Kissing people?
That's the main thing people want to do here. They find Shroog and then they want to kiss me.
To break a curse, or is it a sexual thing?
It's not the sexual, but I do like it. I like to kiss anybody.
Sorry. Is it Shrek-tual? That's what I meant to say.
Who's Shrek?
Your brother?
I'm Shroog.
Okay.
He's Shroog.
Obviously.
Before we begin the tour, any of you want a smooch from Shroog?
Sure. I'll kiss Shroog. On the mask.
There you go. And he reaches into his fanny pack and he has this huge roll of stickers. And he pulls one out and says, I smooched with Shroog. And it's got a picture of his face on it. And he puts it onto your shirt.
All right. I wasn't thinking that I would sort of publicly declare this act of
word intimacy. Of mouth. That's how I get more kisses.
Ah, word of mouth. Huh?
Get it? That's a Shroog original.
Where is Donkled?
Donkled? Oh, this is a sad tale. Aren't you sure you want to hear the tale of Donkle?
Yeah.
Even if you know it'll come from this voice.
I must know about Donkled's whereabouts.
That makes it even more imperative. Yeah.
And I would just say, frankly, I don't know about everybody else, but this voice is making me feel... a lot of drama, a lot of emotion, so I'm ready for it.
I would love to hear it uninterrupted for several minutes.
It was embezzlement, wasn't it? He embezzled from the company and they had to let him go. He made a real ass of himself.
That would be hysterical if they knew who Donkled. Yeah, you could probably
he's a donkey.
What about Pussy Shoes?
They made a spin-off musical about him, and he does a stage show 5 times a day.
Wow.
Five times a day?
Yeah. It's well worth watching.
Say, Shroog, we are hoping to have a sort of special, once-in-a-lifetime experience here. And, we were hoping that we could maybe go... up in that beautiful tower, that beautiful spire at the center of the park.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to give you the tour.
Then I did not expect that answer, Shroog. Yeah, if I've been instructed.
My manager told me to give them whatever they want. Of course. Who wouldn't want to see the tower?
Can we have a different tour guide? Do you think? No, Shroog, I can't do that to you. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Okay, are you sure? Because I can ask around, I guess, if you don't...
Justin.
You want to give me the kiss off, that's fine.
Justin, just...
back to my swamp.
By sight, is this a person in costume and makeup, or is this...
Travis, you would be damned if you could tell. You've been staring at this guy. You've been staring at this guy for quite some time, and you, for the life of you, cannot fucking figure it out. And you're pretty adept at it, right? You've been through enough of like dentonic prosthetics and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You have no fucking idea what the deal is with Shroog.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not hard
light either. He's not hard light either.
No, I kissed him.
Yeah.
You can kiss hard light.
You can kiss hard light. That's what it says on the t-shirt.
Trust me.
I can
You can kiss hard light.
I can tell the difference.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
All right, so you follow. Did you want to eat first?
Yes.
Okay, so you pass a very pleasant hour or so waiting for your food. And
somewhere in there, Beef takes the first bathroom break of this entire series.
Yeah, it takes 16 whole minutes.
My favorite part in any game, especially video game, I love in video games when 15 to 20 hours in, the main character starts begging you to shit.
Yeah.
Just please let me shit.
Please. Just once.
You enjoy your food. It is passable.
Ooh.
But not great. But it's passable.
Burrata of balance? Is that anything?
I think that's something. I'm not positive. But he leads you out the door after you settle up. And
oh, wait. First, I visit the rail shitter.
Because he has a raging, poisonous poop.
I was really hoping that there would be more brand excitement for Girth the Talking Dire Wolf, who is the...
Hey, Justin.
Yeah?
Trust me, you made it too obvious that you wanted us to comment on that.
Was
Montrose
it?
Okay. Turns around. Excuse me, Shroog. I go back into the restaurant. I put a quarter in the box underneath of the Dire Wolf. Girth.
The animatronic direwolf.
How you doing? It's me, Girth. I'll be having my body.
Wait a minute. We can't talk. I put a quarter in you.
Wait, who can't talk?
Can Girth understand? Can Girth have a conversation?
No, it's a robot, Griffin.
That's what I thought. Okay.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, I'm ready for adventure.
I keep trying to talk to this damn thing. It's so
to be fair, that fits with Montrose's whole deal with animatronics.
That's a very good
point. You hear a compressor go out, like the air go out, and then his jaw just hangs down.
Oh, limp. No.
Like he keeps talking. You can see it trying to flap, but it's just not happening.
Your girth is broken. You got to fix your girth.
I haven't heard any complaints so far.
No, it's broken. The machine is broken.
Oh, the dog, yeah. It goes out every once in a while. It's fine. Most people don't seem to notice.
How much you want for it?
Oh, for Girth?
Yeah, I'm a collector. I wouldn't mind purchasing a piece of beat-up park history.
One sweet.
All right, you got it.
Can we Girth. Have it shipped somewhere?
Yeah, if you, fill out this form, give me a drop-off point, and I can have it delivered anywhere in Steeplechase.
Are you familiar with Pops?
Yeah, Poppy's Place.
Fuck Poppy's Place. Fuck Poppy and fuck Poppy's Place.
No. Poppy's Place is our place.
So is the future is you and the buttercream.
Yeah, but this guy's not going to deliver to the buttercream.
He doesn't know about the fucking buttercream.
That's fair. All right, Poppy's Place it is.
Does Shroog know about the buttercream?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. You gotta talk to him. I don't
know. Shroog, do you know about the buttercream?
What is that?
Okay. Is he lying?
Answered.
It's sort of like a parfait.
Wait, hold on.
Parfait?
Guys, I thought I knew it wouldn't go good. But in my head, through saying things that I've heard Shrek say, I thought that I'd have a Shrek.
Yeah,
it turns out I only have a Shrek if I'm saying the things that Shrek says.
Yeah, Justin, it's called the contextual Shrek. Yeah, a lot of people have a contractual impression. There's a lot of contextual Borats out there.
Sure. I think Shroog is salvageable if you think about changing his name to Shrekula.
No, he's Shroog.
Shrekula the Vampire Shrek?
It's done. What's done is done. So you follow Shroog out, and you start heading towards Dawson.
I just want to, before we get past it, Montrose did want to know if Shroog was lying about not knowing about the buttercream.
Yeah, is Shroog a scoundrel?
I mean, you would have no way.
I asked him, and he said no. No. He said he didn't know where the buttercream is.
No. He doesn't know. He doesn't know about a thing called the buttercream.
Okay.
God, you're being so fucking cagey about Shroog. I love it.
Well, you have a superpower to tell when people are lying, so tough nuggies. Going to find a technicality or two here or there. All right, so you start heading towards Galspire Castle. It continues to be impressive, no matter how close up you are. But you can see the stonework starts to become, the cracks in it starts to become a little more evident. And I mean the breaks from it being a real construction, you can start to see a little bit of where the construction is made, because it is supposed to be a complete recreation. So it's supposed to look just like it did before. So it's clean, but it's obviously not perfect, because that would be a giveaway. You walk through in the castle. You are when you sort of get to the main entrance, there's a large passageway that goes through the main part of the castle. There are doors to either side that are locked to the public. It is surrounded by a sort of moat. Why don't you tell me, give me an idea of some area or where you'd like Shroog to guide you to. We'll take it from there.
Within the Gull Spire?
Yeah, in the Gull Spire area. Yeah.
Shroog, I'm curious, like, are there any, like, events that happen on a scheduled basis? Or, you mentioned the Pussy Shoes show. Are there other things that go on, that people tend to, like, gather for that we could go check out?
I must say, be careful, because we have said that cat's name twice now. If we do say it a third time, he will appear, and it will be
Pussy Shoes?
He's too busy.
Oh no, you hate that.
I'm pretty sure that the voice I would do for Antonio Meneses' Pussy Shoes would not be great. Locked in jail for good.
Did you hear the McRoy brothers finally got canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, what for? Pussy Shoes?
Pussy Shoes?
No, nope, car pass. Okay.
I like Dad's thing.
Well, there's the festival.
Wait, was that Pussy Shoes? Because it's starting to sound.
No, Pussy Shoes isn't in it.
Okay. Festival?
This one.
There's the festival every night. We have the annual Feast of the Seven, powered by Westminster Oyster Crackers.
But those are the finest oyster crackers in the land.
They started a sponsorship, and it was very early on in the days of Dentonic, and they signed a very long deal, forever. In fact, the company doesn't exist anymore, but they still got their name on the annual Feast of the Seven, which takes place every night.
Any feats of strength?
It's a pretty exciting. Have you not seen? It's pretty exciting. There's fireworks once a night, and there. Oh, look right there. And he points up to a sort of wire that's connected from near the peak of Gallspire over to a nondescript sort of meadow, which is at a higher elevation even than the tower itself. It's really high off the ground, almost the same height. And you can see what's basically a zip line that goes from one to into the tower. That... Right there, that's where Infinite Jessie the Spectre Fairy makes her grand entrance every night. She begins the festival. There's fireworks, and it's really incredible.
She takes a zipline? Oh, it's like a flying sort of make-believe.
I shouldn't have told you the way they do the trick, but it is fairly obvious.
So is there some kind of, like, anchoring... spot where that wire that we're not supposed to know about attaches to the top of the tower?
Do you see the shack? And he points at like a small construction, wood construction near the peak. That goes down into a dressing room below where Infinite Jesse gets ready for the show.
Oh, I want to see that.
That is off. I'm sure I'd love to see it too, but it's off limits.
Actually, they said it was okay.
They?
Yes. The ephemera higher-ups who assigned you to be our escort. I was texting with them earlier. They said it was okay.
All right, Griff, you know that you're going to have to roll that beautiful dice, see if this lands. Give me a second to hop into... I actually was not yet in roll 20, so let me bounce on over there.
Weird. What do you think? Risky? Desperate?
Okay. This is risky, because you're probably not going to get another
chance at it.
But the effect, I would say, is limited because he definitely should not do this.
Yep. 6-2-1. That's a six, baby.
All right. That does it. I mean, what do you want? That does it. You did it.
You can wait outside if it would make you feel uncomfortable, Shrew, but...
All right, come on. You start the long, long hike up the hill. Halfway up.
Do you have a map, start by to the realize way, Juice, the, that you're what? Working... Do you have a map you're working off of?
No.
Okay.
Halfway up, you realize you're sort of off the path that is meant for the public. It starts to get a little rougher. There is probably another way to get in, but Shrug does not know it. But as you start to slide up the hill, hold on, let me do a fortune roll here. Emmerich, you lose your footing and trip and start to slide down the hill, headed towards a rather precipitous drop-off.
I'll grab him.
You'll just grab him.
Which hill is this?
The hill. I mean, just the hill that you're climbing to get up to the shack.
Yeah.
Where the
shack is opposite.
The shack is elevated because it's a zip line. So you're
The shack is on the hill. Okay. Yeah.
The shack's on the hill. The shack is covering a dressing room for Infinite Jesse. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm just going to sort of reflexively reach down and grab his wrist.
Okay. Give me a finesse, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Position is desperate, and effect is standard.
I'm going to use my new ability, which lets it adds 1D to your roll if you also take minus 1D to any resistance rolls against consequences from your actions. So that's fine.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
We usually forget to resist anyway.
5-5-1-5.
5-5-1-5. Okay. You reach down as he's sliding down, and he grabs you by the hand. You manage to save Emmerich from, I mean, a terrible fate. But in the process of doing it, you accidentally run into a tree that pokes your arm and gives you a nasty scratch, which was a level 1 harm.
Whose arm?
Griffin's.
Me.
Mantras.
Okay.
But you trudge. It takes another hour or so. It's a long hike. And Shrug is, like, not doing well.
All right. You can go up and look. Here's... I'll swipe you in.
And he swipes on the keypad on the door.
I'm going to stay out here and not talk.
That's for the best, I believe.
You know what? Do you want me to stay out here, Shrug, and we can talk to each other and share stories?
I'd rather not talk for a bit.
You can tell me everything. No? Okay, I'll go in. You stay out here, drink some water.
He's waving you off. He's, like, not talking.
Okay, we go inside the shack.
Can I ask real quick, when he swiped us in, can you tell me the details of that?
It was an RFID... system where he held his it's clearly a key card. It takes a form of a medallion for him just to keep people in world. But you heard a definite, like, mechanical beep when he held it up to a certain strangely square stone embedded into this this natural looking shack otherwise, that popped a latch and opened the door.
Have we seen other of these medallions or of these sort of locking stones already?
You definitely, Taco had one, okay. And Shrug had one.
But we've seen other doors with this. I'm trying to tell if this is, like, a key this for this shack or a universal sort of key code.
I don't think this is the system that would be used throughout, but not every, but you would only have access to the things that you.
That Shrug would have access to.
Yeah.
So different levels of.
Not exactly, that I'm thinking of
right.
Stealing.
Taco's medallion probably right. Wouldn't have worked in this.
Got you. Okay.
I don't think I have to take a roll for this, but I, using Ghost Mind, I think
Emmerich would make some kind of quick scan to see if there was any hard-light technology he could locate in the shack.
When you get into the shack, it's very mundane. There is one wall is covered in glass mirrors. There is a Formica countertop in front of it with this thoroughly stained with what appears to be makeup. There are several orange wigs on heads, you know, mannequin heads. There's a word for it, but the word escapes me. But there's wigs hanging up there. And then hanging up, you see, obviously, the world-famous Infinite Jesse, the Hyper Fairy costumes that are just sort of hanging from the various hooks. And then you see these, like, three black harness. No, one black harness that is hanging up. And you do not sense hard light, but you sense a prism. Within that harness, which I don't know if you would necessarily grok, but I'm gonna just chalk this up to not superpowers, just like your knowledge of hard light.
Well, then I do want to make a roll. I would like to do a study roll.
Okay. Okay. What are you hoping to learn from that?
The function of the prism.
But you realize that it's a harness. Here, how are you gonna study it? Let's start with that.
Well, there's a prism within the harness, correct?
Yes.
Is it visible?
No, it's not. I mean, there's it's like a black box in the center of the harness where you're assuming the prism is within.
Okay, so I would have to open the box to be able to study the prism.
Yeah, but like it is no more tricky to figure out than like a battery door. It just pops off and you can see the prism inside.
Then I think he would study the prism to see if he can determine what its function is, what it is meant to project.
Okay. So in the process of doing it, you decide to just put it on and slap the big button on the back. When you do, rainbow-colored wings emerge from your back. They're large, as tall as you are, and they are, rather than being sort of like natural and flowing, they look like a crystalline, like they're made out of it's all angles with these crystalline rainbow-colored wings.
J-Man, I want to take a look and see if I can make out, like, where the zip line connects on the other side to the Gaul Spire, like, what that whole situation looks like.
Yeah, there's definitely a... it is, I think, purposefully not entirely evident, but there is definitely a window going into Gaul Spire. Towards the top of the tower itself, where the other end of this wire connects to. I mean, you can see that just, you know, by looking.
The fireworks apparatuses, are those here? Are those visible from here?
You are mentioned visible fireworks from here.
I didn't know if this shack was also sort of the where the pyrotechnics sort of were situated.
Would it be a control kind of thing?
Yeah.
You don't see anything that looks like that in the area of the shack.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be coming from this immediate vicinity.
Are there any windows?
Of the shack?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Is there any kind of like thing on the inside of the door that we might be able to tamper with to disable the locking mechanism?
An interesting idea. I mean, without like a thorough knowledge of how this system works, nothing like occurs to me. I mean, you could try to leave it propped open, I guess, but I mean, you would be running a risk that Shroog would notice.
Got it. Okay, so fellas, what are we hoping to accomplish here?
I mean, we have a potential means of entrance and egress. We, assuming we need access to the tower.
Or at the very least, a way to send something into the tower from here.
Sure.
You know, if we wanted to just, like, blow up.
Yes, stuff. We do. From what I understand, we do not need to recover the tower. Simply destroying it and revealing the truth of it would, well, obviously, we would prefer.
Surely there's some way we can do this without destroying the prison's powering the building.
Amarok, here's the thing, though. From our experience over these last couple jobs, having backup plans,
yes,
I think would benefit us immensely, right? Because I think the thing that we're dealing with here is we need to pick a time when all eyes are on the tower, right? But when they won't notice what we're doing.
Yes. We also need to get our hands on one of those medallions, I believe. Something with a little bit more access than Shrew would be able to give us access to. Sorry, I said access so many times. I'm pretty freaked out right now.
I think we need to get to that. What was Garrick? Was that it? Eric, dude? You know, the guy.
It was either Garrick, Derek, or Eric, for sure.
Garrick. Garrick Elder Scrolls, something like that.
Elder Garrick, the Day Shaper.
Yeah, that guy.
He's new. Let's keep moving. It feels like this is going to give us options. I'm assuming there's not one of these medallions just lying around.
Wow. I'm so glad you asked. There's three of them. And there's not.
Okay.
Only two.
Let's not worry about sabotaging the door or anything. I think the key here is going to be, a key.
Oh, one last question, Justin. On the outside, is there any kind of security camera or anything we can see?
I'm going to think if there would be. Yeah, probably. I mean, there's probably, yes, probably. Yeah, there would have to be.
I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah, I shouldn't have asked, but there is.
Okay.
That's rule one for steeplechase. Rule one of Ether-C is everybody has a knife. Rule one of steeplechase is they probably got a camera.
Yeah.
Hey, Shrug, we're back.
Wait. Do you think it would be a good idea to abscond with one of these mini wigs? One of these wigs?
My worry is I don't want to raise any suspicion right now, right? Like, better to come and go without making any changes, right? Because then if someone's like, there's a wig missing, and Shrew's like, yeah, I took the guys there.
I just had a realization. Oh, dear heavenly Lord.
Man, I hope it's related to this.
These are people in costumes.
Okay. How
these
about
are not these are not actual fairies. Oh my heavens.
I cannot tell what the meaning of this bit is.
This changes perception.
One moment. I take off the wig I'm wearing and replace one of the wigs that are hanging on the wall.
Okay.
And I put that wig on. Well, no. No, I'll just tuck that one away. Life is the greatest adventure, and then just behind that, the best adventure is the internet. And if you're going to wander into the internet, into parts unknown, you're going to need a good buddy there to have your back. And that good buddy, if I may recommend one, should be Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place, all on your terms. Me and Justin and Travis have all used Squarespace to make websites, and it really couldn't be easier to make something that is beautiful and super functional, and it can be a personal website all about you or for your business or whatever. You can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You get to choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business and optimized for every device. You can do selling stuff on there with seamless checkout. You can do credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, whatever. You can also upload video content if you're like a video person. You can organize your video library and showcase your content on beautiful video pages. It really is a great system, and it's just sort of like the go-to default thing for us when we need a website, because it's easy to make something that looks like you worked really, really, really hard on it, But you don't actually have to work that hard on it. Squarespace makes it easy. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/adventure to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. What's up, guys? It's Griffin, your Dungeon Master, and you may know me from being Dracula sometimes. I got some exciting announcements for you. First of all, we got some tour dates coming up. Some of them you may know about already. We're going to be in Chicago during C2E2 later this April. We're going to be doing Mabim Bam, which is sold out. There are still tickets available for the Adventure Zone show. Not many tickets, and this is probably pertinent to your interest. What we're going to be doing for that live show is our first live stab at Taz versus Dracula, albeit in a one-shot format. We are calling Taz versus Moby Dick. Same characters from Taz versus Dracula, but they're going to fight Moby Dick. And that's, I've not read the book, so that's important for you to know what you're in for there. We are also in May going to be doing shows in Vancouver and Tacoma, Washington. And then in June, we're coming to Kansas City, Chesterfield, Missouri, and Tysons, Virginia. Tickets for the Chicago shows are on sale now. Tickets for all the other shows go on sale Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. local time, local to the cities where we are performing. You can go to bit.ly/McElroy Tours for tickets and more information. Also, we got some new merch up in the merch store for the month of April. We are doing a stuffy bundle with Tyler Thrasher. You can get a stuffed Geralt and Tyler's Schrodinger's cat blind box, which includes one of three possible cat plushies. There's some other stuff up in the merch store too over at McElroyMerch.com, and 10% of all proceeds this month will go to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. So check all that out. Come see us if we are coming near you. We'll probably have some more shows to announce for you soon. But until then, keep it locked and enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye.
Oh, I hope they've got the bread bowl. Have you seen the bread bowl at this place?
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Welcome to Maximum Fun. Have you been here before?
It's her first time.
Very good. Might I recommend our special?
Oh, please.
Can I interest you in the Max Fun Drive? I'm told they're cooking up something quite extraordinary this year.
I've heard about this. With limited time thank you gifts for new and upgrading members?
That's right.
We'll take it.
How would you like your episodes?
Can I get them excellent with new Boko on the side?
Yeah.
Oh, are there live stream events?
Absolutely. You know, if you're interested in events, Meetup Day is returning.
What? Oh, you're gonna love Meetup Day. It's the best.
Okay, let me make sure I have everything. Max Fun Drive 2023 with limited time thank you gifts, live stream events, meetup day, excellent episodes, and of course, new bonus content.
Sounds perfect.
Great. We'll get it started and it'll be ready in 2 weeks, March 20th.
Oh, can we also get a couple of waters?
Of course.
Where am I?
On Maximum Fun.
What do you want?
A podcast miniseries about The Prisoner.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling, but okay, I'm on my own side. It's one of my favorite ever TV shows. We want a podcast on it. A Prisoner podcast.
You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
I'm Elliot Kalin.
Who is number one?
Jesse Thorne, but you are John Hodgman.
I am not a Prisoner podcaster. I am a free man. Oh, are you okay? Elliot, are you all right? Okay, I'll watch it.
All four episodes of Depotting You are out now.
Hey, Shrug. It's us again. We're back out of here. Where do the knights
What happened
hang?
To your hair?
I lost it. It was a piece, and one of those damned Roombas sucked it right off of my head.
So anyways, where do the knights hang out?
The knights?
Yeah, this is like a fantasy land kingdom kind of thing, right? So where are the knights?
Oh, they may be hanging out at the weapons shop.
Oh, I mean,
yeah,
that sounds...
weapon shop.
Any other questions about the Gullspire or any the festival or anything before we head out?
So festival, we got fireworks happening. Any other sort of loud and distracting events set up?
There's an incredible stage show.
Oh, tell me more.
A bunch of different characters from all throughout the Ephemera get up on stage and they do some songs about believing and magic. It's incredible.
Does that include you? Are you a member of the show?
Shroog is in the show, yes.
Shroog, I did want to know, too. Are there times when the public does not have access to the Gaul Spire? You know, like, do they close it during the fireworks or anything like that, or can we go visit anytime?
You can walk through, but the main castle is closed to the public.
Oh, how do we get to the main castle?
Well, are you duly elected royalty?
How do we get to be that?
Are you asking me how you can be born into the royal line?
You said elected. You introduced the idea of elections.
All right. Let me explain the myth.
Are you sure? Man, you shouldn't have asked about it. Damn it. Hold on.
The current the nobility in Ephemera is extremely complicated.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what Shroog explains to you.
No.
Oh, man. Justin.
Hey, Justin, I won't listen.
Yeah, I won't listen. I'll ask again and again.
The top of the nobility is the regent. Altair Goodhope of the Starfield Goodhopes, who inherited the position from Tanvir Goodhope of the Starfield Goodhopes. He's the highest power in the land, but he doesn't really rule. Now, the Grand Duke, Silvio Dubrook, has taken over the Guardsmen for Ephemera and what he considers to be a successful coup. But the Guardsmen only humor him by calling him Sir, and they don't actually follow his orders. So he is not the true power. There's, of course, Viscount Milo Rumbleshadow and his twin sister, Milo Rumbleshadow. They've been skimming from the kingdom's coffers. Everybody knows about this. But the real power, the closest we have to an authority figure, is Elder Garrick the Day Shaper.
The Daywalker.
No, Day Shaper. He wields incredible power. We're not sure what it is, but we've been assured it's terrible.
Are those the first five members of the Council of Seven, or...?
No, they're not the Seven.
Oh, my mistake.
Are we the Seven?
The Seven.
Are deities, are they not?
Sure. Of a sort. Nobody's very clear. We've been saying for things are for the Seven and to the Seven. We actually are not exactly clear. People have been saying stuff about the Seven for much longer than any of us have been alive. We just kept on doing it.
The
Seven.
Okay, for the Seven. If I draw...
Sounding like a true ephemeron.
If I draw the sword, do I become royalty?
No, you do get a free dinner at Bumbershoots.
And a sword.
And the sword.
If we wanted to gain access to parlay with one of the members of nobility, just off the top of my head, the Viscount's Rumbleshadow, would we need to make an appointment or complete a certain number of quests or... have some sort of achievement
or
point,
is there like a meet and greet we can wait in line for?
That's the
I'm trying to think. They usually come out and wave at people during the festival of the Seven, the Feast of the Seven, excuse me. They usually come out and wave at people, but I can't remember if we've got any quest lines that connect to them anymore.
Hey, Justin, here's a question I have that we would know.
There's a lot of questions coming to me today, guys, and I'm hanging
on
by a fucking
thread.
Hey, J-Man,
I was ready to go hang out with the fucking knights, and you were like, ask some questions.
I don't have knights.
He doesn't have knights. Okay? Guess again.
People, like, spend the night in Steeplechase, right? Like, there's on-site accommodation.
Oh, sure, yeah. There's inns and stuff.
So we don't have to complete this job today.
No.
So, Shroog... is there, like, what's the accommodation? Like, where do we sleep? Where's a, you know, an inn or something?
Let me check.
Hey, where are these guys staying?
He puts a finger to his ear.
Where are these guys staying?
To which ear? The trumpet ear?
To his.
Cracks.
To one of those.
Cracks in the illusion.
No, he just raises it to the side of his head.
Where are these guys staying? Okay. No, I just give him. Yeah, okay.
Cabin 37!
And he points to a, like,
It looks like if you've ever flown over like a new housing development and seen like all the McMansions just like in a huge, it's like so dispiriting. It's just house after house. It looks exactly like all the other houses. It's kind of like that. It's like like just a bunch of like fantasy inns, but there's maybe 100 of them just lied out in rows in this big a big area to the side of the main town square area.
Very Stepford-y.
Yeah.
If you head over there and check in, they can give you your medallions that'll let you get in and out of your room.
Perfect. I think that would be ideal, don't you guys?
Yes, for sure. If we need to get in touch with you, Shroog, what would be the best way to do that?
Anywhere that the righteous are being oppressed.
A phone number or...
8!
Okay, 8?
That is... 18!
18. Okay, got it.
Ask at the counter and they'll get me.
Okay. All right.
Do you get uncomfortable in that costume?
What's a costume?
Okay, we should let Shroog go to rest his voice.
Shroog, you're going to need help getting down from here because we are quite high up.
I'm going to take another breather and then I'm going to slide down.
Is there no easier? Certainly.
I just said sliding.
Yes, but the fairy doesn't clamber up a treacherous hill to get up here.
I think she comes up from below, but I'm not sure how that works.
I see. Well, if you figure it out, let us know.
Okay.
Hey, J-Man, as we make our way down, I want to do, I think we should all three do some surveying. Now that he said that, to see if there is any kind of, like, access panel or...
Oh, what? Yeah. I'm thinking of looking at the tower itself to see if I mean, survey location.
I do think we need to go in. I think we need to go in the gull spire, don't you?
Okay, but we have to do one thing at a time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you do your thing first, Trev?
Because I'm thinking about, like, the access tunnels and stuff that we know about in relation to... Eustabin and the buttercream and all that stuff, that if we can find entrance to those tunnels here.
Good idea.
Well, Emmerich has 2 in study.
Yeah, but I think it would be survey, right?
Yeah.
Well, he has 1 in survey.
So this is controlled, I would have to think.
What are you specifically trying to do?
I'm looking to see anything that looks a little more like it would cover... an entrance to something, you know, and a little less like it blends into the scenery
outside of the shack.
Anywhere like on the hill, at the bottom of the hill, anywhere where it's just like, oh, this is where like the door to the elevator is.
Okay.
Or something. Anything that looks like an access tunnel
like
or panel.
Secret tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to make this, this is controlled. Because it makes sense that you would want to poke around here. I'm going to say that it is limited effect because it is going to be hard to find that. It won't be immediately evident. And if you mess this up enough, Shroog will start to get suspicious.
Okay, I'd like to push myself because I have 0 in survey.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
6.
Amazing, Trav. Amazing. As you're walking through just the immediate like forest area that's sort of adjacent to the clearing of the shack, there is a tree with a large knot in it that looks to be that you notice is like a little too perfect. And when you press your hand to it, you can see a sort of person-sized panel on this tree, the line around it, that sort of like shakes a little bit when you press on it, but does not open.
Okay. So this might be another place where we need a medallion to access it. Got it. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, Shroog, would you mind? No, we found an easier way down for you.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
I believe it's this here tree.
Oh, a secret path.
Yes. More importantly, one where I'm not going to eat shit going down it as I did going up.
Let me try and see if my badge works.
Ah, nope. Magic.
Tough okay. Shit for me. And then he starts running down the hill.
Don't run. Oh, shrew.
Don't.
Hey, wait, hold on. Justin, please make okay. A fortune roll. Make a fortune roll, please. For Shroog.
That's a
Shroog
six.
Has a six. He does it perfectly. Everyone's amazed.
He right. Naruto runs right down the hill.
I'm coming.
What?
Then his wife. He's going to see his wife.
Oh, wow.
Could Emmerich study the locking mechanism for the door?
Yeah. Yeah, Shroog left you guys unattended here. What are you trying to discern?
If it is hackable, if there's any way around it.
Okay. Well, why don't you make a study roll for me? We're going to call this risky standard because we have established the presence of cameras. So if you make too much of a meal out of this, you're going to draw attention.
Okay. I'm going to push it too. I have stress to spare. Anybody want to help?
I do not have stress to spare.
I just pushed myself. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Wait, who got? Oh, hey.
625. 625.
Okay. That, you study the panel and you take, probably it takes you a good 15 minutes. You look at it with your equipment. You scan some of the different technology that it uses. You look at the patterns that it's generating and see the waves of electricity that are being pulsed out in different specific patterns. And after 15 minutes of study, you realize there's no fucking way that you could hack this thing. It is ironclad. But you know that perfectly and concretely now.
That's how great. I get rewarded with a six.
Yeah, okay. That's a six. Gotcha. No, Dad, you know it. You achieved exactly what you set out to do. Which is perfect. To figure out if you could 100%. Be hacked. And the answer is absolutely
fucking
not.
No way.
No way.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah,
Dad, good. You nailed it. Good job, bud.
Okay. So what are you guys going to do now?
While we're still up here, I want to do one survey also just to see if I can find the fireworks launchers in case we need
them. Oh. Okay, cool.
Kind of. If that becomes part of the plan, I'd like to.
Full. I mean, you just had Shrek here. Shroog here. Could have asked him, but. It's not Shrek. He has
you know, Justin, something was just giving us the impression that Shroog was maybe running out of words to say.
Yeah, I really should ask Shroog. I got a two.
A two? I didn't even give you, I didn't tell you if it was risky or controlled or anything. You just went for it, eh?
I mean, I assumed it was controlled to look out over a beautiful vista.
Were controlled.
You don't
looking?
You don't see anything. I can let you roll again because that would not be that suspicious, right? If you want to do it again, we could do it again and make it risky. That's how I view controlled. So if yep. you want to do another survey, you can.
Fuck it. I'll just ask somebody later. Not okay. necessary. Sure. I don't want to get spotted. I want to get fucking.
No, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Let's go to the hotel. Beef yeah, needs sure. a shower.
Okay. You, go through a gate that is not locked and find yourself in a sort of quad in between all these. Let's say there's 50. That makes more sense. It's a long row. Some are stacked on top of each other. There's 50 discrete buildings, discrete inns. And each one has one of those like it's like the arch door. You know what I mean? With the stone made of planks. It looks very well themed, but they're all pretty much precisely the same.
I would assume the interiors are all different themes.
You haven't
though.
Been inside. So
I know, I'm assuming. We'll looking have to forward to it being character.
I'm looking forward to finding out what's in there too, Dad. so you see, as you're walking through into the atrium, or the quad, the sort of the main area in the middle between all of these, there's a cobblestone path winding between some of the different buildings. And you see a sign that says, check in here.
Oh, okay.
See, yeah. This is the place to be, man.
We go there.
Okay, you go in, and there's a person sitting behind the counter. He's about 5'7", and he's wearing
He's wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
Hail and well met.
Hey.
All right.
My name is Justin. Welcome.
Whoa.
You're not 5'7", are you?
No, the character in the... What are you talking about? No. This, the character in the game is 5'7".
We're staying in Cabin 37. May we please have our medallions as quickly as is possible?
Oh, yeah, sure. He reaches into a drawer without even looking and pulls out 3 medallions. Here you go. You're in Cabin 37.
All right. Do you need a credit card on file for incidentals?
No, it says here that it's covered.
It's covered?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's covered. All incidentals are covered.
What about? Is there a spa?
What? No.
Do you have a spa?
No. Nope.
Is there a mini bar?
Nope.
Can we charge things to the room?
Nope. There's probably just a bed in there.
Just one?
3.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I thought we were about to have ourselves a little Kevin McAllister little party in there.
There's 3.
Could we request some extra pillows?
Yeah, sure. You can request that.
Will we get them?
Nope.
Wow.
It's pretty sparse accommodations. They want you to go out and adventure and earn your pillows, I guess. I'm not exactly sure how any of it works.
Okay, so the rewards for quests.
It's only a place where you sleep.
I just sit here. It's very boring and doesn't seem to be important. I just kind of sit here and wait for people to come, like yourself, and then hand them the medallion for their room, and then just kind of cease to...
Can I ask you? You must have higher aspirations.
I mean, I have other stuff I'd like to do, but I...
Oh, like what? Tell me that.
Well, I'd like to do podcasting.
Really?
Podcasting. Yeah, I'd like to get into podcasting, but I'm not great with voices, and I'm worried that'll hold me back.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys want to leave?
Everyone has some impressions. For instance, let me hear your Shrek, Justin.
Donkey!
That's very
really
good.
That's good, really.
Say
good.
Some more
I'm
words
an onion
like
donkey.
Okay, can you say something that maybe Shrek didn't say in one of his classes?
Like, have fun in your rooms, call me if you need anything.
Yes. Call me if you need anything.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I give it a 6.
It's not, I'll tell you something, Justin.
Yeah?
It's better than Shrug did it.
That's wild. Thank you. That's super nice. Did you guys want to go ahead and go?
Do you have a map of the area you could give us or help us?
That would actually be very handy. One for each of us, please.
Yeah, here you go. And he hands you the map with all the different places in it.
Fuck yes.
Nice.
Give me a key card,
and
Justin.
Do you do turn down for us, or?
Answer his question and then my threat.
No, it's pretty much just beds that you go and sleep in, and they're not really that interesting or important.
Okay.
Warm cookies?
Nope.
No warm cookies.
Nope.
Hey, they said it was cool for you to give us your key card.
Who's they?
Higher ups here at Ephemera.
I don't actually think that doesn't seem true to me.
We are in there with the Viscounts. Please.
The only things that I've ever done in my life are get medallions out of this drawer and hand them to people. That's
well, then
it.
You should be pretty well equipped to hand over the medallion that you have on your neck right now.
I don't have a medallion. They don't let me go into any of the rooms. This door in front of you, the one that you just walked in, it's always unlocked. I'm a fucking sitting duck here. But
it sounds like you hate your job. Have you ever been?
I don't hate my job. I don't love my job. I nothing my job. I don't have anything interesting to say or do about my job.
You are fascinating. We're going to come back and talk to you. I can't
I don't
get
know
enough
what you're
of
gonna
this.
Talk about in your podcast. What will you talk about in your podcast?
People that stay too long in here when there's nothing for them to do
or
see.
Oh yeah, I hate that, man. I hate when people do that. I'd listen to your podcast.
I am updating my speed dial on my phone and my emergency contact at the hospital to Justin and Shrew.
I can't leave. I can't leave this room.
The door is unlocked.
I was born in this room. I'm terrified to leave.
Oh, come with us.
Come with us. We're having a home never alone
leave,
party.
I'll never leave this room.
Justin, I pick up Justin. Man. I carry him out the door with us.
The second you touch Justin, you're electrocuted for level 1 harm.
Okay, Justin, I use my circuit breakers, which are the names of my new brass knuckles.
Okay, those are good.
And I punch Justin.
Yeah, okay. Let's kick his ass.
You punch Justin.
Hold on, let me roll skirmish.
Yeah, roll skirmish.
I don't like
this. This is Justin. Risky or desperate? Where are we at here?
I got swept up in it, Juice. I apologize.
I understand. I'm going to say it's great effect because I have my...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just a regular person.
It's a mixed success with a 4.
Oh, kick his ass, Justin.
A mixed success. Okay, you take a swing at Justin, and your fist lands squarely against his jaw, and he is knocked out. It is a beautiful punch, but it isn't until this exact moment that you see the camera directly behind Justin that starts, and you notice it's turned directly at you, and you start to hear the phone on Justin's desk ringing.
I pick it up.
Real quick, we can do Bernie's. We've practiced for this. We have practiced this. I put an arm under Justin's armpit.
Hi, this is Justin in security.
Hi.
Is everything okay over there? Because it looked like Justin got punched out or something.
Wanted to learn about stage combat, and I was showing him how to do a punch. He's here, though. Say hi, Justin.
I wave his arm. I got a hold of his arm, and I wave it from behind him.
Okay, Beef, you're going to need to roll for that,
What a fucking...
Nothing of this.
He did nothing.
I just said go to the weapon shop, and then everybody wanted to go to the hotel that didn't exist, so I had to make one up, and I didn't know what
to do. Who wants to help me with Sway?
I'm helping. I'm manipulating his jaw, okay. So I'll give you one.
Is it desperate?
Yes, 100%. It's extremely desperate.
And what's the effect?
Standard. I'll say it's standard because
okay,
they don't.
Okay, that's helping. So that's a plus one. Oh boy, it's a one and a one. Joseph.
Wow!
I cannot. This is unprecedented. Let it be known in the future that if the DM or GM shows up in the game.
It's not me. It's a character named Justin that was just supposed to be very boring to keep you
all... But he electrocuted me. Shocked me and I reacted.
It was just nature's way of telling you not to interact with him.
Well, you didn't... You're nature. Why didn't you tell me?
Okay.
You should have made it clear that you didn't want us to talk to him anymore.
You know what? Don't worry. We're sending several guards right now.
Okay, great. Perfect. And I hang up the phone and we go to cabin 37.
Okay. Hold on,
I can tell when I'm not wanted.
Hold on. I need to write some of this down.
Oh, no. Wait, there's consequences? Justin, we were just having a fun bit.
Okay, you walk into cabin 37. When you walk in, there's three very normal beds and one pamphlet lying on the ground for the weapons shop.
Ooh, let's go to the weapons shop. We drop off our bags.
Smart.
And we go to the weapon shop.
You throw open the door, and there's a higher ceilings than you expect. There's large glass windows that are illuminating the man who is standing behind the counter, lining the walls. There's all manner of weaponry and armor. And it's clear that he's been tinkering with a few different pieces there on his counter. And when you walk in, you see a large, muscle-bound, bald man wearing a leather vest. He looks at you and says,
"Hey, welcome to Dave Ballista's weapon shop. I'm Dave Ballista. How can I help you?"
"Dave, I have to tell you, this is excellent workmanship. This is amazing."
"Thanks, partner. What's your handle?"
"I'm Syzygy Craig. Up until now, I had never realized the beauty in true armament and armor. I mean, this is art."
"Thanks.
This
I've been studying for a real long time.
Goodness.
I really, it's just very flattering, gosh. Thank you.
How long did it take you to learn this?"
"Oh, I've been working as a tradesman since I was, six, I suppose. My dad ran Dave Ballista's
before me. He was the original Dave Bautista. I'm technically Dave Bautista Jr.
DB2, yes.
Sure, yeah, if you want. So it's been, 35 years now.
Oh, this would tie in so nicely with something I'm working on. May I just look at your wares while the others?
Oh, please, yeah, poke around. This is what the shop is. The shop is here for. If you got the galleons, I've got the guns. Not guns, but you know.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Crossbows and stuff. What about you two? How can I help you? Are you looking for regular armaments? You looking for heavy artillery kind of stuff, or what are you in the market for?
I'm in the mood for something. I'm in the mood for the classics, Dave. And I reach into the pockets of my nether cloak, my nether cowl, and I place a black coin on the counter with a rune of a green hand on it. I just look him square in the eyes.
Oh. I'm sorry, I had no idea. And he does a complicated hand gesture to you.
I do it right back.
Okay, well, let's dispense with the pleasantries. You don't want any of this garbage. What do you really need?
The night calls out to us.
Oh.
We have dark work to do, and we need the darkness to be able to do it.
Beef's eyebrows are crawling so far up his forehead, like, what? He's just looking back and forth between Montrose and Dave.
He looks around. How large of a target are we talking about here?
About three targets. Not large. About the size of a phantom hog.
Oh, by the seven.
The seven need not be concerned with the work we have to do.
Do you need soft or hard targets? What are we talking?
A mix of both. Medium.
Like three hard and like, soft might get in the way. Is that?
Are you attacking like a person or a building? What are you trying to do?
Oh, a building. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. No, that's fine. All right.
Do you want me to say it in like a cool way?
No, for most people, yeah, I would insist on it because immersion is big for me. But I know where your heart is at, or where it used to be. And you both knowingly nod at each other for a few seconds. Okay. And you see him pacing. And he's rubbing his chin, flexing his large muscles in a glistening way.
Oh, okay. Hard target, big three targets. Okay.
I know what you need. You need the kind of artillery that can bring down a god. And I can make something like that for you. Something real, real nasty. But I need something from you first.
I am honor bound to at least hear out your demands.
Bring me the heart scale of Jelt Frimpin the Dragon.
Yay!
I think I might actually have one. Hold on.
No, come on.
We're done. There's no more podcast today. We're done. There's no more.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.